listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community in using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. Chapter 11, Musical Key Emotions and Genre Tempos. As human beings, we need to recharge our batteries or press the reset button every so often. And music gives us the ability to do just that. Depending on the tempo of the music or the key the song is in, it can have an immediate and direct impact on our mood and makes us experience different feelings. It feeds our soul when our hearts are hungry. Here is a breakdown of all musical keys and how they make us feel. C major, completely pure. Its character is innocence, simplicity, naivety, children's talk. C minor, declaration of love and at the same time the lament of unhappy love. All languishing, longing, sighing of the lovesick soul lies in this key. D flat major, a leering key, degenerating into grief and rapture. It cannot laugh, but it can smile. It cannot howl, but it can at least grimace its crying. Consequently, only unusual characters and feelings can be brought out in this key. D major, the key of triumph, of hallelujahs, of war cries, of victory rejoicing. Thus, the inviting symphonies, the marches, holiday songs, and heaven rejoicing choruses are set in this key. D minor, melancholy womanliness, the spleen and humor's brood. D sharp minor, feelings of the anxiety of the soul's deepest distress, of brooding despair, of blackest depression, of the most gloomy condition of the soul. Every fear, every hesitation of the shuddering heart breathes out of horrible D sharp minor. If ghosts could speak, their speech would approximate this key. E flat major, the key of love, of devotion, of intimate conversation with God. E major, noisy shouts of joy, laughing pleasure, and not yet complete, full delight lies in E major. F major, complaisance and calm. F minor, deep depression, funereal lament, groans of misery and longing for the grave. F sharp major, triumph over difficulty, free sigh of relief uttered when hurdles are surmounted, echo of a soul which has fiercely struggled and finally conquered lies in all uses of this key. F sharp minor, a gloomy key, it tugs at passion as a dog biting a dress. Resentment and discontent are its language. G major, everything rustic, idyllic, and lyrical, every calm and satisfied passion, every tender gratitude for true friendship and faithful love. In a word, every gentle and peaceful emotion of the heart is correctly expressed by this key. G minor, discontent, uneasiness, worried about a failed scheme, bad-tempered gnashing of teeth. In a word, resentment and dislike. A flat major, key of the grave, death, grave, putrefaction, judgment, eternity lies in its radius.
A flat minor. Grumbler, heart squeezed until it suffocates. Wailing lament, difficult struggle. In a word, the color of this key is everything struggling with difficulty. A major. This key includes declarations of innocent love, satisfaction with one's state of affairs, hope of seeing one's beloved again when parting, youthful cheerfulness and trust in God. A minor. Pious womanliness and tenderness of character. B flat major. Cheerful love, clear conscience, hope, aspiration for a better world. B flat minor. A quaint creature, often dressed in the garment of night. It is somewhat surly and very seldom takes on a pleasant countenance, mocking God and the world, discontented with itself and with everything. Preparation for suicide sounds in this key. B major. Strongly colored, announcing wild passions, composed from the most glaring colors. Anger, rage, jealousy, fury, despair, and every burden of the heart lies in its sphere. B minor. This is, as it were, the key of patience, of calm awaiting one's fate, and of submission to divine dispensation. From Christian Schubert's Ideen zu einer Ästhetik der Totonst, 1806, translated by Rita Steblin in A History of Key Characteristics in the 18th and Early 19th Centuries, UMI Research Press, 1983. Does it ever bother you when you are trying to relax after a long day at work and the next door neighbor is blasting Slayer until midnight? If so, I can assure you it is your mind and body communicating as one to find peace and quiet as a means of recentering yourself for the next day. Or just feeling the need to put on something light, atmospheric, ambient, maybe even something instrumental like a classical song to bring your heart rate and stress level down to a more manageable level before calling it a day. This may work for some people, but not for others. It all depends on where you call home base for your mind and body. An easy way to figure it out is to observe how music affects normal everyday activities. An example, what kind of music do you like to listen to when you're driving in the car? Exercising, working, sleeping, wanting to feel good. Here is another chart detailing different styles of music and the average tempo for each style. And here I have a rough guide to genre tempos, starting from 60 beats per minute all the way up until 1,000 plus beats per minute, and all the different genres that fall within that scheme. I would encourage you to really pay attention to each style of music and make notes to yourself when in those situations above. I believe it could be a great barometer for finding what tempo best suits you music-wise, which will most definitely best suit you life-wise.
To find out there's nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment. Sleep tight, 'cause baby, all we really need are just else in between. Just trust my heart, you'll see. We're slowly coming. Time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise and sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community in using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/Jim Gavin. That's patreon.com/JIMGAVEN. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from The Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
Chapter 12, Labor of Love and Euphoria. Genius is not only in their own time, but of all time. Classical composers like Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, Mozart must have been thought of as a little out there. There was no way of recording music in an audio sense and no internet to look up how to perform something or what a song should sound like. They had to make it up in their minds and document it on writing on sheets upon sheets. If that doesn't sound a little crazy, then I don't know what does. Not only that, but they weren't composing for just one person. No, it was for an entire orchestra of people. I can attest to how difficult it is to write just lyrics in an acoustic guitar section together for one person, so to multiply that by 40, 50, sometimes over 100 people is mind-boggling. Even if classical music isn't your cup of tea, one has to respect the sheer brilliance these men had hundreds of years ago and the effect their music still has on society today. But music? Why music? I'm sure it made them feel something. I know it makes me feel something. Nothing else in life has been able to make me feel so pure, so honest, so vulnerable, and at the same time so energetic, so engaged, and so inspired. Like most things in the arts, it is a labor of love. We do it because we simply love it. At this stage of my life, I don't even remember how many times I've been told to either get a real job or when are you going to give up that dream. Too many to count. But I would challenge anyone who's never picked up an instrument to do so, to really dig in deep with it, and then and only then will you realize how difficult it can be. This can be applied to any area of interest in life. We really don't know how difficult or easy something might be until we try it ourselves. Let's not be so quick to judge one another and pull each other down, but rather lift each other up and be a source of inspiration and encouragement. The scary thing is that we would much rather do the former than the latter, because our society is under a wicked spell of do what it takes to get to the top, take care of number one and only number one. But if we were more concerned with humbling ourselves for the betterment of our fellow brother or sister, then I believe the whole world would be in tempo. If we could even get 1/1000th of the world on the same page with regards to this idea, then maybe we could have less walking all over people, less egotism, less selfishness, and more camaraderie, community, and love. I love this digital flyer floating around on the internet which sums up people's ignorance to live music or musicians. It is to no fault of their own because all they see is the final product. They don't see everything that goes on behind the scenes. And here is a chart of hiring a musician or a band. There's two sections, what you think you're paying for and what you are actually paying for. And what you think you are paying for, there's one response. Someone to stand on stage and sing for a couple hours. But what you're actually paying for is someone to stand on stage and sing for a couple hours, plus equipment and instruments, hours of rehearsal time, rehearsal space, transport to and from the venue, the amount of money spent on lessons and training to become the musician that they are, costume for the event, promotion costs, website fees, GST to give to the tax man, phone and internet bills spent on organizing the gig and telling others, manager fees, agent fees. Not to mention, the payment also has to cover food, a roof over the musician's head, bills, a car, and every other living expense. All in all, I get a high from it. The euphoria I feel is something I can't begin to describe in words. All I know is that I love being able to create something out of nothing and have it last forever. Have you ever listened to a song and got the goosebumps? That is music literally speaking to your heart and soul. There are a few songs like that for me, and when I need to feel inspired again, as we all tend to do sometimes throughout our lives, I put on the Goo Goo Dolls song Iris, U2's Where the Streets Have No Name, and I Can Only Imagine by Mercy Me, to name a few. Music is powerful. It allows people to let loose, put on a different character, create something out of nothing, bring people together that otherwise wouldn't have a reason to be together, bring people out of their shells, help somebody with dementia or Alzheimer's smile and come back to their identity again, and express how they're feeling without words. It has the ability to move mountains. Not to get too religious, but it is believed that when we sing, we praise God twice. You can't get much more powerful than that.
a good time to look in the mirror. You can see we're growing older, year by year. Sing over and over, soon disappears. Holding back something that seems so cold. It can even mean nothing, but no one knows. Until we go out there with open arms, we may never know cold hands. It's a warm heart. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? We're not making any progress, so stop right here. And now will be a good time to face your fears. You can see where I stand still, and it's so clear. We're close enough to fall through, you were far too near. Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me? Give me something to hope for, something to believe. Can you tell me you want more for you and me?
You and me.